This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so it continues. Campaigns from various political parties for their various governorship candidates, National Assembly members and State Assembly members, various political parties wooing Rivers people, trying to get them to see why they should vote for them. Well, for the administration that's coming to an end in a couple of months' time, there's still a lot to be done, many would say. And one of them is payment of pensioner gratuities and arrears. And that is why today our conversation would be focused on whether or not there's a new update on the payment of arrears and gratuities of Rivers pensioners. The last time we had this conversation, you remember, the government had said verifications were ongoing and they were paying in batches. A certain amount of money was being released monthly to offset some of those arrears and gratuities. Well, we're going to find out all of those details because my guest this morning is the coordinator, Rivers State Civil Servants Pensioners, Lucky Ati. Welcome, Mr. Ati. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Andrew.
I actually stole him yesterday. I think he had other plans and I just came in from nowhere and I changed the plan. So, well, thank you for making our time to be with us, though.
It's a pleasure.
If you're on Facebook, please don't forget, we have a post pinned at the very top of our Facebook page at Nigeria Info PH. Join in there and let us know which of the five top governorship candidates would you want to see in a debate? Which of the five governorship candidates in Rivers State would you want to see in a debate? We first had 15. You voted to 7. Now we have 7 left. We need you to take out 2 and leave 5, okay? So we can only have 5 for the debate. The chance is now for you to go on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH or on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and select which 5 governorship candidates you would like to see in a debate. And while you're doing that, just below that post, you would find a question we're asking you that has to do with payment of pensions. Should the contributory pension plan for civil servants be scrapped, since workers oftentimes don't get prompt payment? Should we consider perhaps civil servants just saving their own money somewhere by themselves, and then when they retire, they collect their monies and you know, do whatever it is that they want to do with it, or however they want to go about it? Mr. Ati, let's start with that question for you. Should that happen? Would that be a better option? Looking at how oftentimes we have our pensioners complain of not getting paid as at when they ought to.
I think it's not going to be a better option. Mm. Reason being that most civil servants have been in service for 20, 25, 30 years. Mm. And then if you are asking them to start saving now and from their savings, they fall back on that when they retire. No,
I have a plan. Like maybe for those who are already coming to the tail end of service here, we understand. But okay, let's say this plan will start from this, and the government might know how we'll make arrangements to settle the ones that have been paying for before. But going forward, everybody save your money the way you want.
No, you see, the contributory pension would have addressed this issue. It is not addressing because government has failed on its part. I'm saying this because the idea of contributory pension scheme, where they got this thing from, it is working.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a 10-8%.
Yeah, yeah,
10%.
Yeah, yeah, it is working. But here, the program started when workers have gotten to different ages in their service. Mm-hmm. And then the government, they would have been paying the accrued benefits. The accrued benefit is one issue that has made this contributory pension not to work here.
Okay.
The accrued benefit is, okay, assuming that the contributory pension started, let's say, 2012, okay, it is extended now to 2025. Mm. Now, before 2025, there are a number of years that you have served before the effectiveness of the
contributory pensions.
Yes. And so government is supposed to pay what was supposed to be your entitlement
the contributory scheme starts.
Yes. Into your pension fund account with the pension fund administrators. That money should be there. Your own contribution should be there. Then that of government, the government gifting, should be there. Mm-hmm. And that is why I'm also afraid that even this extension, it may still not work.
Oh, but the elections are around the corner. And already people are beginning to worry. Some people feel like the Labour Party would be perfect if we have somebody who understands Labour or the Labour Party. Because I spoke with the Labour executive at the national level, and where the question was, what has been done about addressing these things? Because most of the times we have not seen some very vigorous, you know, pursuit towards pensioners getting what is owed them. And he says Labour is taking a different dimension now, and that's why the Labour Party came with the candidate, because they feel that, well, have been in office would be the best way to implement the change, as against protesting every now and then. Do you believe that?
Well, Labour would have been in a better position to address most of these
but
things.
But as a worker,
but,
yourself.
But as a union,
yes,
they failed us. They failed us. And so if they are graduating into a political party and saying, okay, we can do, fine. They can, not that they cannot do. But from what we observed as a union has failed us.
So you're saying that the NLC hasn't done much for pensions?
Of course, yes, they have not. Because I remember, I think was it in 20, what, when they came here, the national body came here.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Oh, they are going to murder of all strike in River State. Now, they had a meeting with His Excellency, and they agreed on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Did they come back to find out whether those things were done? They didn't come back.
But we have Labour leaders in the state.
Yeah, they wrote to them. They informed them. The agreement that you have with His Excellency, he has not done anything about it. And what did they do? They did nothing.
So you're suggesting that within the Labour Union itself, we have certain people that cannot be held accountable or are not accountable to workers?
To me, as an individual, Labour has disappointed workers and pensioners in the state. In Nigeria.
Where are pensioners standing now? Because, I mean, the administration is coming to an end. In fact, first of all, clarify for us the stage at which payment of these arrears and gratuities are on. The last time you were here, you said all verifications were going, they were paying from certain level, from certain year to certain year. What's the situation now?
Well, the situation is they've done verification up to those that retired up to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
The last verification ended on the 23rd of December, 2022.
Okay.
Now, as for payment, government is releasing the 1 billion naira every month.
They're still releasing?
They're still releasing the 1 billion naira.
So payment is still ongoing?
Payment is ongoing. But it is not being felt. It is not being felt because when you look at what government is owing and the number of persons that is being owed, 1 billion naira cannot accommodate up to 300 persons in a month.
So after you came the last time, and one of the major cries you made was that the government looked into increasing the amount of money.
Of course, yes, yes.
Has there been any other efforts to get in touch with the government to consider an increase, or what's the situation with that? Is it still...
Well, we have not been able to get any opportunity to directly talk with those concerned.
Mm.
We still use your medium and all that, but we have not been able to get any opportunity to talk with them. Because if that is not done, whatever effort they are putting in, and there is no increase in the release they are releasing to Ministry of Finance every month, the impact is not going to be.
How is this payment being done, educators? Because we would have many people who send in messages and talk about their parents who were pensioners and, oh, this is a scam, the government is just being political with it, there's no money being released, because of course maybe their own parents haven't gotten payment or are not seeing the money. How is it being done? Is it everybody being paid? What's the arrangement like?
Well, the arrangement is, now, after verification,
mm-hmm.
they now look at not when you retired, but when you were payrolled on the monthly pension.
Okay.
That is what they looked at. Assuming you retired in 2015,
mm.
but for one reason or the other, you were not payrolled up to 2017. Now, when they get to the batch of 2017, that is when you will be paid. It is a confusion. People are confused because when they said, okay, they are paying those that were payrolled in 2015. Some persons that retired in 2015, they used to say, but I retired in 2015. Why have I not been paid? No, that is not what they are following. That is not what they are following.
So it's not the retirement date.
It is not the retirement date.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Let us say those of us that retired under the contributory pension scheme, we retired in 2016, some retired in 2015, 2016. And because of the contributory pension, they were not able to be payrolled under the defined scheme.
Defined scheme.
Yeah, defined scheme. They were not, it wasn't possible until after 4 years. You see, so somebody that retired in 2015...
So would have to wait still around 20,
yes, when they get to that batch. When they get to that batch, for now, I think they are either finishing between those that were payrolled in 2015 or they're about starting 2016. That
so
is where
they are. So people who retired in 2015, before it gets to them, their batch would be around 2019.
Yeah. There are some that is 2017. Okay. Those that retired before July... 2015, most probably is going to be July. 2017. But these rest people, the other persons who retired under the contributory pension, is their year of initial pension. Their pension was 2019. So it is when they get to that batch. So that is the confusion people are getting. That is the confusion.
Because the idea for many people is, payment is on, we're supposed to have gotten.
Yes.
So now you're saying it's not really, payment is on, but not everybody is going to get paid now.
Yes.
Because of how it's been followed
yes.
up. Yes.
It would have gotten to so many persons if the amount that is being released was somehow better than
but
what
even,
they're
even
now.
Within the batch that is supposed to get paid, there are people who would also complain and say they haven't still been paid.
Yeah, it is not possible because the 1 billion naira that His Excellency is releasing every month, that it is not only for the mainstream. That money goes to even death benefits. A percentage of that money goes to Ministry of Justice for payment of death benefits. So then there are the parastatals, the institutions, educational institutions and other parastatals. They fall under that.
All in that 1 billion.
All in that 1 billion. And then you begin to look at the mainstream that has a larger number of these things. So when this money comes, by the time they sit down to allocate, you see that it is few persons that are getting this money. And because the number of persons that are being owed, they are so much, it is over 8,000 persons. And so if it is over 8,000 persons and you are not able to pay 300 persons in a month, you can imagine. And all these number of persons, they are eagerly waiting to get their money because, sincerely speaking, pensioners have suffered in the state.
Okay. We'll come back to the position of pensioners with regards to the forthcoming election. But first, let me remind you that you can make contributions. Send messages to us on WhatsApp 080-9030-6416. 080-9030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. You can also get to us on social media at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. Again, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and my guest this morning, Lucky Ati, is the coordinator of River State Civil Service Pensioners. On Facebook, we're asking if you think the contributory pension plan for civil servants should be scrapped, since workers oftentimes don't get prompt payment. Well, my guest has said the contributory pension would have been the best solution. Clearly, it still is not working, and he thinks government is ultimately responsible for that. Let's get to the phone lines as well. 070-0923-0923. Again, 070-0923-0923. This one says, good morning. It should matter to us because there are always allegations. Okay, this is not us. Susan says, good morning. I join you to say that the contributory pension by civil servants be scrapped under Governor Wike to allow him to succeed his Minister POS Africa agenda towards suppressing civil servants. Well. On Facebook, we have quite a few messages as well. This person says it should be scrapped. That officer refused to live up to expectations over the years. Let's see if we can get more messages here. Okay. That one was for Patrick Ransom. Bright Agala says, scrapping it isn't a good idea. Rather, the government should step up on their duties to meet up to their responsibilities. DJ Dew says, I think that is the only solution to this problem. Moses Daniel affirms, he says, yes, it should be scrapped. A couple of people think it should. Because, I mean, my own mother says, well, if I had known, they would have just allowed us to be keeping our money in our box. The amount we want to be keeping. When we finish, we know it with our own. Or we go and have our own pension plan with a company on our own. Because you don't see this happen in the private sector, for instance. And then people now say, oh, we can't access our monies. You hardly it happens. So isn't there some other things that should be done? What is the fate of pensioners now? Especially with the administration coming to an end in a couple of months' time. And now it's election time. We all know what happens in election period. The focus is no longer too much. Campaigns officially started yesterday for the party, for the government in power. What's the fate then of pensioners?
Well, the fate of pensioners, to every understanding, is still as it was. It is a bad situation. Because when you are going into an election, the focus of government is on election. And so the pensioners, they are still where they were. A situation where somebody, like yesterday, we were sitting somewhere and we are trying to assess what has happened to our members. Mm. And when we begin to look at those that has died, ordinarily they wouldn't have died. If government has taken the issue of pension seriously, most persons wouldn't have died.
But if the government is flagging off projects for roads and et cetera,
and I begin to think why human beings is not important to them. These are persons that suffered one way or the other to keep the states running. And then at the end of the service, you are not thinking about them. You allow them to die. Why? The projects are there. Nobody complains that you should not do projects. But there is also provision for pensioners in your budget.
All right, Mr. Ati, we'll pause you there. Emmanuel from Rumokuta, when we return from the commercial, we'll get to you on the phone. Stay tuned. We have a short commercial.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And yes, we're back and we are live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can be a part of the conversation. Remember, we're asking you which five Rivers State governorship candidates would you like to see in a debate? Get on Facebook and drop your comments there. Which of the five out of the seven candidates we have up there would you like to see in a debate? And also on the show, we're asking what you think, whether the contributory pension plan for civil servants should be scrapped, since workers oftentimes don't get prompt payment. I mean, the painful thing would be the fact that you know you have money somewhere, but then you cannot access the monies, and then you have some of these civil servants retired who have bills to pay, rent, children's school fees, their health, some very basic things that you would assume shouldn't be a problem, but then it becomes a big issue for most of them because the monies they have somewhere, they cannot access them, or some people or persons decide to pay them in the way that they feel is comfortable for them. Well, some of you have said it should be scrapped. Some people think it should not be. My guest in the studio is the coordinator of pensioners in Rivers State, Lucky Ati. I think the government has a lot of the blame on this particular issue. Quickly, Mr. Ati.
Yeah.
Now, the politicians are gearing up for the elections. As pensioners, is there any position as to candidates and people you think should get into position? Because many would say that that seems like the only way you can handle the situation for you, as for pensioners in the state, would be to vote.
Well, the thing is that on air, they've been saying, oh, I will do this, I will do this, but we've not seen any blueprints. We've not seen any practical this thing that any of the candidates has shown that they will do.
So none of them have, all of them just say we would pay pension.
We will pay pension.
But they have not explained how they want to do it.
They don't explain how to do it. Because the issue of pension is not just what you are seeing on the surface.
Mm.
Like I was talking about the accrued benefits. Most civil servants have that accrued benefit that would have gone into their pension fund administrator's account. That issue is there, and that runs into several billions of naira.
And that's not been looked into
at all. It has not been looked into. There has been no budget that has addressed that. What budget has always addressed is the issue of the counterpart funding of government. Of government.
Government for the contribution.
That is what they've been funding. That is what has been mentioned in the budget, which is also not being implemented. But the issue of accrued benefit, I have not seen it anywhere in any budget. And without this, this thing cannot go.
So what it means is that even for people now who are part of the contributory pension scheme also would be accumulating accrued budget.
Of course,
that,
yes.
That should be paid.
Accrued benefit. Accrued benefit. And the problem, the accrued benefit is not something you pay instrumentally. Assuming I have worked for 10 years before the contributory
you
pension.
You put it all together once.
Yes, pull it
to
all together. Into
my
that my pension fund administrator's account. Put it in that my account. My benefit will be there. Your own contribution will be there. So that when I retire, I just go to the pension fund administrators to get this money. But now that this thing is not there, assuming you have 10 years, your contribution and government contribution amounts to what?
How is this affecting recruitment into the civil service? Because for many young people now, when they see what's happening and how the fight is, I'll take myself for an example. I had a government job, and my mom was the good one. But I said, well, look at you. If you're going through this, I don't think I want to go through this. I don't think I'll do it. Do you think that this is going to make it even difficult to have people, you know, young people want to work in the civil
because there are no alternatives.
So if people are going there because there are no alternatives.
And even that, are they employing? They're not employing. But if they want to employ, assuming now, okay, there is an advert going, if you come to Secretariat, you will not see space.
Because there are no alternatives.
There is no alternative. If there are alternatives, people will not go because of what we are passing through.
It simply means people would come, be employed, and then go through exactly
of course,
what
yes.
retired pensioners
yes.
are going through now,
yes.
retired civil servants.
Yes, except an administration will come and we deliberately want the system to work. Because not that it can work. If there is the political will, it will work.
So for pensioners in River State, there's no candidate, there's no direction as to who we would like to see in office or we will be voting for, because according to you, there's none has come out with a blueprint on how to tackle this problem.
No.
So you're not voting this election?
Well, I will vote.
So how would you then vote?
I as an individual, I will vote.
So how would you vote if nobody has addressed something that's of great concern now and you haven't seen a blueprint for something that's of utmost concern?
Oh, well,
are you going to do a guesswork and just say, oh, well, this person
I know,
says,
definitely I will go vote because it is my civil responsibility.
Yes, but then
so that I will have the authority to question whosoever is there that you said this. Pension matter is one. But among the issues.
But on what ground would pensioners now be voting if there's no blueprint as to how to tackle this problem?
The thing is, even the candidates, they have not taken pensioners into account. Because they failed that, they are very insignificant.
Well, a majority of the votes would be young people.
But then, you should remember that this state has over 16,000 pensioners. over 16,000 pensioners. And each of these pensioners in most of their community, they're opinion leaders.
But they have to take these pensioners seriously, of course, because young people would go into that civil service and will become pensioners. And
if they're not taking those serious because they feel, what can they do? But then, pensioners have a lot to do. They have a lot to do. They have dependents. There are so many people that, if you go to tell, do you want, I have an issue one of these days. Some boys confronted me on the road and said they were clearing the road. Why did I not stop? And I asked them, you are happy doing what you are doing. Is it employment? This is not employment. This is not employment. If you are doing ad hoc duty for government, and then at the end of the day, they pay you peanut, you don't have a future. The candidates, they don't. They feel, they are old men. But then, what the
elder see sitting down?
Of course, yes. Them, if they climb that Iroku tree, they cannot see what we see.
Well, okay, let's open the phone lines briefly before we come back to continue with the conversation. 070-0923-0923. We'll come back to pensioners and the elections. But first, the contributory pension scheme should be scrapped because it's looking like a scam. Alternatively, the governor should increase the money to 4 or 5 billion every month, which will go a long way to help pay up. Sam from Ungoba sent in that message, which is one of the major calls that has been made by yourself and other pensioners. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Chief Comrade.
Okay, go on.
Yes, the pensioners that in the studio, I want to thank him for hearing his view. But for the aspect of the governor bringing out 1 billion, I don't think he's in line with what the governor said sometime when he was commissioning, and I also see the accountant general behind him saying that they are releasing about 3 billion naira every month for pensioners. Okay. If I lie, let the statement of the governor lie. And now he is saying 1 billion naira. Which one are we taking? Also, the aspect of labor having a candidate. I think by this time, the man should be able to stand firm to say this is the candidate that Labour is going to vote for. Because Labour has suffered so much. Our forefathers that set up the civil service knows why there is gratuity, why there is a pension. Because if you look at the multinational companies, the moment you are going on retirement, the day they are telling you farewell, they are giving you your package. But in civil service today, why is it not like that? Because the labor has been sold out. If labor has not been sold out, a lot of issues that arises that government come in and terminate people that have gotten a job, the labor will stood out. The labor will come out to say that, no, it can never be like that. Because all these people that have been subjugated by the governor, that the labor kept quiet, they are also in labor, like a RSSBA. River State Road Management Authority, Thomas Fletcher School. What was the action of the labor? In those days, when Kokori, they were labor leaders, they take up issues like this, and immediately they march the governor, the government on their toes. But today, the labor leaders will go to the government house, wine and dine with the government. At the end of the day, their mouth is being shut up. They don't have anything to say. They only live on check-up dues. And that is what is happening to the pensioners and the labor. So the labor should stand up and tell us. They should stand up and tell us this is the area they are going in. Let their followers go that way. And let them also meet those governorship candidates that they should be able to stand with. Tell them that, look, this is what we need. Can you do it for us? The labor should stand up. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. It's me, Andrew.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Latham Barry Sunday. I'm calling from Bury.
Go on.
Yeah. Yes, let me greet my boss in the studio. Kanamoya Tei.
Kanamoya Deire.
Deire. Excuse me, I listen carefully to father in the studio, and I see some major sincerity in what he has said. Excuse me, as I sit down listening to this program, I feel like shedding tears when I look at people who spend time, be sincere with the government, work till their retirement age, and they are being useless in this manner by politicians. One of the most people I see that are earning, making wealth in Rivers State are pension department in government in Parastatal. They are very wealthy because this is where they make much money. If you are a governor, this is where your conscience will speak. If you have conscience, if you want to talk about conscience, leadership, are these people. I got to the secretariat one day and I saw old men who could not even walk. They are being held by their parents before they can even stand up. And if you ask them and say, sir, papa, what brought you here? They will tell you, my son, I am dying, no. I am dying, no. Nobody is looking at my face, no. I am dying, no. See, and I thought I managed to pay somebody's passport back home for giving them no reply for what they came for. You see me? It is time we will begin to have conscience. If we say we are leaders of this country, of our state, and we are playing politics with people who suffer for years, please, I don't want to tell God to look into this matter. Because if I ask God to look into this matter, some people will never smell politics in their life again, and they will be frustrated. But God forbid, they should think and look at how we can work in somebody that can bring these people back to life. Because you are old, does not mean you need to die.
Okay, Latham Barry.
My brother, please.
Thank you
please,
very much.
Our dear Rivers people, let us see how we can put ourselves together.
All right, Latham Barry, thank you very much. You made your point already. Thank you. Very interesting. It brings us to voting. The Labour Party in Rivers State has a governorship candidate. Is that somebody that perhaps the pensioners are looking at to say, well, let's have one someone from our own represent and perhaps things will change?
Yeah.
Or, like you said, no blueprint. Is the candidate, is Beatrice Ntshuba, she's also the Labour leader in the state. Is she also among the candidates who haven't given a clear blueprint as how to tackle this problem?
Well, she will have a blueprint because she has been there. She knows what we've been passing through. She knows everything about the issue of serving workers and pensioners.
But some people still feel like she's not well representing workers and pensioners in Rivers State.
I don't want to really go into the politics of River State. I don't really want to go into it.
No, it's not about the politics. It's about what's happening to pensions. Because it's painful to see
that
even at the federal level, it's the same problem.
Yes.
People are being paid their pensions, but these monies are being collected from them every single month. This money is being collected and kept somewhere, and then they cannot access their funds. It's the reason why we're asking, maybe we should just scrap this and let people keep their monies to themselves. Because otherwise, if you collect money from me and I can't get the money back, upon the agreement we had, that should be equal to stealing. That should be another form of corruption.
Yeah. There was something that Comrade Braid
said.
He said, yeah, that I said that, oh, government is releasing 1 billion. When His Excellency, in one of the project commissioning ceremony, he said he's releasing 3 billion.
Yeah.
Now, you see, there was a time he said that he's spending 18 billion naira annually to pay pensioners. That is the monthly pension.
Okay, that's for the monthly pension.
And the monthly pension takes about 2.5 billion naira every month. So he added the 2.5 billion naira that he's spending on the monthly pension, which is also statutory. and then the 1 billion that is releasing
every
to pay this backlog of this thing. So if you put the two together, that is how that thing comes up. So that when he says he's releasing 3.5 billion naira, it is not for the payment of gratuity.
Or arrears.
And arrears. It is not for that. What is meant being paid for gratuity, death benefits, and then the arrears is 1 billion naira.
The
other
2.something
billion naira is what he spends every month on the monthly pension of pensioners.
Okay, yeah. That's been said. I'm pretty sure we understand it better now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still going to come back to pensioners' position. Maybe you're trying not to want to say, but I will definitely come back to it. Akere is on the line. He's calling from Bori. Let's hear what he has to say. Good morning to you, Akere.
Good morning, Ifeyemi Andrew.
Good morning.
Talking about the issue of pensioners as regards to their gratuity and pension. Areas. It is really very unfortunate the way our senior citizens are treated in the state as if they are nobody. My mother retired 2013, and up to date, she's not received her gratuity and pension arrears.
She retired when?
2013.
Okay.
I'm telling you how bad the situation is.
And when was she payrolled? So perhaps you can explain.
She was payrolled 2017.
That means she can't get paid now. From the explanation that we have, it means she can't get paid now. She might be getting paid, say, around 2023, 2024.
The backlog is such that there is no hope because they release it. We are hearing. Look at this scenario. If you listen to the governor, he used to say he's been giving projects money to people to embark on projects in their area, and they failed to do it. And he's taking no action. Now, releasing this money to the pension parastatal to pay, how do you monitor how they are paying these people? You just released money, according to you. There is no scrutiny.
Oh my goodness, Kerry, you might have to call us back.
That is not true.
Okay, explain to us.
That is not true because there is a monitoring system. Eh? Somebody is not just bringing out names. Like they say, they are paying in batches. His mother retired in 2013 due to one reason or the other. She wasn't payrolled up to 2017.
So there's a backlog already of about 4 years.
Yeah, there's a backlog of arrears of pension that she's been owed. But now, if the pension department, the pensions board, when you bring out list, okay, these are people that are due for this month. It is not one person that sit down and said, okay, these are the names. No, it goes through a system. So there is monitoring. They are monitoring it. I am not foreclosing one or two, this thing. I'm not foreclosing it.
But there have been allegations that perhaps politicians and governments, you know, take out funds from the contributory pension scheme for whatever reason. Is that something that has also raised concerns among pensioners?
If the money has gotten to the pension fund administrator, there is no way government can go back to get it.
What about before it gets there?
Before it gets there, that is when the one that is contributed by us.
Yes, exactly.
Most time they don't transfer immediately.
Exactly. So
they don't transfer immediately.
We're having these issues because maybe sometimes these monies are being spent by politicians or
No. Because the contributory pension, sincerely speaking, it has not worked in the state too. It has not worked. Because those that are serving, your own contribution, all your contribution are not in your account. Not to talk of that of the government. All your own contributions are not there.
Okay.
That program has not worked in this state. It
all
hasn't.
Right. Let's go to Susie in Erema. Susie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I greet your guest in the studio. I just stumbled for him when he cleared the part of where somebody mentioned governor promising of paying 3 billion naira to the pensioners and all of that. And the man in the studio have done justice to that effect. And let me also say that my eyebrow is being raised to the pensioner themselves. Now, if you look at the ministry is headed by a commissioner. and the commissioners are always being rotated from maybe when the government in a government out, or maybe when the cabinet is being reshuffled. But those that are truly responsible for keeping the pension money is also the civil servant who also will turn a pensioner in time and space. So I also want to say that the civil servant themselves also have the responsibility on how to make it happen for themselves. I'm not even blaming the government. Let me ask you a question: if the pension should be scrapped, I will draw that line to say that pension should be scrapped and every civil servant should pay his money so that they will take it home. Because this pension money has become like the East West Road, where every government will come and promise to pay pension. At the end of the day, you see us today arguing. There was a time, you see, the politicians have had a conduct. There was a time the president of Nigeria, who is even a lecturer, got elected into position. And as a president, he still has to go on strike. This is the responsibility that is on the pioneer. The civil servants are the ones who mounting the leadership and sacrificing the government. And they are there, seeing their own person, even having a kind of liability like this. And we are here complaining, and this is for politics. And for those who are even blaming the government of Rivers State as a stand, the pension did not even start in weakest government. The past government have stacked pension money and arrears for the government that is in. And this government that we are here today is even rolling out $3 billion to pay one or two. And then we should not commend them.
But even if you're commending them, this government would also leave arrears for another government that is coming in. That's what it means. Because this government, thank you, Susie, this government leaving would mean arrears that it's supposed to pay is not paying. That will add up for the next government who is going to come in. If the next government who is coming in say, let me do my own little, then we're still going to have this problem. Isn't that why they say governance should be continuous? Ida from Nkoro, you'll be our last caller for the morning on the show.
Yeah, Andrew,
so,
good morning.
Morning to you.
First of all, I want to thank your guests in the studio.
Thank you.
Pensioners under Wike are enjoying, which I know my mother and most of my relatives have been enjoying pension. And I believe the incoming governor, which I know God will do it for us, him as working with civil servants, he knows their pains. So I know when him take over government, he will be able to take over pensioners, the secretary, because governor cannot do all. If governor work everything in River State, the incoming governor of River State cannot see what to work. So that secretary matter will be taken care of come 2023 when Sim take over. Thank you very much. God bless you. And that from Nkoro.
All right, Ida, thank you. I'm speaking for the governorship candidate of the PDP. I don't know if you're working with him, Barry Pasu. But let's get last words before we wrap up.
Andrew, there is something that one of the callers said about
civil servants. I was supposed to ask him too, is it the situation of the civil servants saying that if we retire, this is what we're going to face? So, well, let's see what we can make out of the situation
the
now.
The hands of the civil servants are tied. Tied in the sense that if the governor, or if money is not released to them, what would they do? Like we stayed for 4 years and there was no money released to them. The civil servant, there is nothing they can do. They don't have powers. Okay, this thing will still continue. Because in the current budget, government has made provision for 12 billion naira, meaning it is still 1 billion naira that they will be releasing every month to pay this. And Andrew, I'll confide in you. Government is owing over 100 billion naira. So it will take government 100 months. And 100 months is how many years? About 8 plus. Even the next government that is coming will not be able to pay those that they are being owed now. Not because they are retiring every day. And so that is why we continue to make this appeal.
Unfortunately, time will not allow us.